Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller on April 21st, 2022. The Invisible War of the Mind, Challenging Your Thinking, Part 4. I was listening to Charles Stanley, and he asked some impactful questions about our thoughts and how we can control them. 1. Where will these thoughts lead me if I keep thinking? Where will I go? Will these thoughts get me where I want to go? Where do I want to go? When we say I am not important, it's a lie. Stop it. 3. Are these thoughts scripturally acceptable by what I'm watching on TV? Pornography is the photography of the world. Are these right and acceptable? Shut it down. Cut it off. You don't have to watch what you know is wrong. But we say, I'm weak. You are what you think you are. You are what you say you are in Christ Jesus. You must declare your reality. 4. Will these thoughts build you up or tear us down? You know when you're doing it. You decide to watch, look, and listen. 5. Could I share them with another? 6. Where did these thoughts originate? What is the source? You know all of these you can answer. You have that God-given power. 7. Do I feel guilty thinking about this? Assess what's happening or about to happen in your life due to those thoughts. Your thought life is the control tower of your life. We suffer the consequences or we reap the reward. It all starts right here. 9. We are the result of what we have been thinking and allowing into our thoughts all of these years about God, our Lord, friends, nations, activities, whatever you've been thinking. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. When you trust him as Savior, you have the power to think godly as his creation. We have the gift of God's words to protect us. Do these thoughts say who I am as a follower of Jesus? You know, some things just don't fit anymore after you've invited Christ into your life. Don't you know that we make choices about how we see ourselves as followers of Jesus? And some words, places, clothes, actions, attitudes, and habits just don't fit anymore. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Wow. If I think differently, I will act and look differently. How long has it taken for people to change their views about this country on sex, or about honesty and truthfulness, kindness and gentleness, purity? Where are we now as a people and a nation? We decided between two choices, good and evil, love and lust, forgiveness and anger, prayer or no prayer, God or no God. We have reaped what we have sown, and it's getting late. There is a difference between love and lust and faith and fear in your control tower, and you know it. We must choose to obey God. If I'm going to live a godly life and make my mind a godly control tower, I must submit to his word. I must challenge my own thinking and sift it through God's word. And his promise is to make us new. Tomorrow, part 5. on the invisible war of the mind. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.